We are here in incentives. There are certain yeshivas, there's Elul, there's Shovavim, and then in our yeshiva there's incentives. And the truth is that we can't start such a period which is really built up and really, for many people, the biggest time of their lives without trying to deal with what we're doing over here. A lot of times people will just want to randomly scream and run out of the building, and it didn't happen yet. It will. It's only like the first day or two, I mean. But we have to try to understand this, because I think there's a misunderstanding over here about these things. The thing that gets me very upset is when people say that this program, and don't worry, anyone who's not part of incentives is equally relevant, but they say things like lo lishma ba lishma, that the purpose is you give someone an incentive, you tell them they can go to a certain place that's geschmack, that's fun, costs a lot of money, and if you stay in the base medrash for long enough, you could bring it down. So you see, it's lo lishma and it's ba lishma. That would not be worth an incentive, and I don't believe that anyone who would do such a thing would come out all that impressive. The concept of lo lishma ba lishma, that when you do something lo lishma ba lishma, it doesn't work in just one winter. All of a sudden, wow, I want to go on a trip and I'm going to learn and learn, and all of a sudden the trip's over, and then wow, I'm learning 24 hours a day. I don't miss shacharis, mincha, or mariv. I never miss a musar seder, a halakha seder. We don't find such a thing. So I would like to try to understand exactly what's going on, and we're going to work on the sugya called laziness for the next few weeks. This is a very big sugya for me especially. I'm a very lazy guy. And we have to try to understand what exactly we're trying to do over here, because there's something much deeper that's going on, and that is called setting yourself into motion. Setting yourself into motion. There's a situation over here where we're about, or we're starting a period where we're going to be moving. We're going to be moving. And that's the most important part of this whole period in our yeshiva, is that people start moving. It doesn't matter why. The reason they're moving is because they have to. They made an obligation, a financial obligation, to themselves and to their parents and to the Rosh Yeshiva. And if they don't continue moving, they're going to be losses as well. It's not just gains over here. There are real gains, but there are also real losses, and people are moving. I'd like to discuss why that's the most important thing over here, is to move. There are a lot of people who have dreams. A lot of people. And I love to say, if you want to hear people's dreams, go on a shidduch date with them. Right? This is where men shine. Like, I don't want to just do bavli. Like to do Yushalmi, Mechilta, Sifra. And the girl's like, it's so beautiful. She tells her mother and she's so impressed, right? And it's unbelievable. And he goes, but I believe in Chesed too. And in Bein Hasdarim, I'm going to fix air conditions for widows. That's what I'm going to do. It's so beautiful, right? These are true stories somewhat. And then they get to marriage. Sheva brachos, she figures, well, it's tiring to be married, so with sheva brachos, so that's why the first day he woke up at 11. Then sheva brachos are done, and she's, by the way, a trained radiologist, and she gets up in the morning at 6:30, and little old Davidel, he's nowhere to be found, comes 11, and he's just starting his day, and this happens. So now you say the guy was a liar. He was a liar. Look what he did. No, he wasn't. I'm telling you, he wasn't a liar. He had real aspirations. Real ones. And that's why she bought into it. That's why she married this guy. By the way, this happens. I've spoken to these girls. She married him because he's sincere. There's one thing she's missing. She doesn't know that he doesn't know how to go into action. He just knows how to want things. And this is a very scary reality. The Vilna Gaon already talks about it. The Vilna Gaon talks about in Mishle Yud Gimel Dalet, Misave Ve'ayin Nafsho Atzel. The Atzel has Taivas. The lazy man has Taivas. Not bad Taivas. aspirations, but nothing comes out of him. Benefesh charutzim, and the doer to dushan is fattened with accomplishment. Says the Vilna Gaon, ha'otzel misaveh. He really wants to be good. He's really, really sincere. Aval ein mamish betavaso, but it doesn't mean anything. Kilo yasig afilu chefso v'ritzono. He's not going to get anything he wants in his life because he doesn't move. He's stationary. But the nefesh charutzim, a go-getter, zrizim lo dai shiyasig ritzonim. They're not just going to get what they want. Ela af atzmos yidushnu. They're going to get a lot more. They're going to become fattened with accomplishments. Oh, it's very much like this. A lot of times you speak to people, they're so well-intentioned. So well-intentioned. And they're not lying. They just don't know how to get into action. So let's get a little bit deeper over here. We're going to get very deep for a second. And we're going to try to understand where the taiva for laziness comes from. There are four elements that we're made up of. We're made up of fire, water, wind, and earth, okay? Which is basically Esh, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar, okay? Now, Esh, fire, that's where all the fire of us comes up. That's where our anger comes up, and that's where our right, getting into it. He's on fire, right? That's fire. Mayim is taiva. Mayim is spreading out, experiencing. He's a baller. He's doing. He's going. Right? Imagine just spilling water everywhere. He wants to be everywhere and experience everything. That's Mayim. Ruach is, he's full of hot air. He's full of himself. Right? He's filled with air. Ruach. Okay? That's those three. What's Afar? Afar is depression, which I'm not going to get into this week, but maybe in 3 weeks we'll start talking about happiness and depression. And laziness. And laziness. Let's try to understand what's going on. The three other ones, fire, wind, and water, are all constantly moving. They're doing. They're going. Watch a fire. Forget a fire that's spreading. Just as it's going, it's like, wow. It's going crazy. Water is also spreading around. And Ruach is movement. Wind is just going. It's just going. There are parts of us that we have Yetzaharas in these areas, but these types of Yetzaharas are to do and to go and to be and to conquer and to get. And in some ways, it gets us going. Then there's Afar. There's dirt. There's Afar. Afar is the taiva to be stationary. Dirt doesn't move. You ever see a cliff, right? A cliff just stays there. And the taiva, this is, by the way, this is really, when, next time you're in your bed, you're going to really think about it and be like, the man is right. I thought he was crazy last night, but here I am, right? You just want to be a rock. I feel it, guys. Try to experience it, right? The offer is, I want to stay put. And it's a certain Yetzirah that we have, no matter how big our dreams are, no matter the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, the fixing air conditions, all the things, beautiful. But at the end of the day, I just want to stay here. I don't care. That is the Yisoid of Afar. That's what it's about. And the Malachim don't have Afar in them. They're not made of it. They're made up of fire. They're made up of water. They're not made up of Afar. And that's why it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, it's brought by the Mesil Sesharim in Parak Vav, Hachayetz ruts of a show of Kemar Buzet. They're like lightning. Malachim go, p-kew, p-kew, p-kew. Wherever they want to go, they just fly there. We don't fly anywhere. We go very, very slowly. Right? That's the Yisod of Afar. Why is it the Malachim go fast? Because they don't have a Yetzahara to not do what they want. A Malach, once it knows what it wants to do and has to do, it can just do it. And therefore it moves at lightning speed. The reason we don't move is because Hashem made us from something that wants to not achieve. Matter just stays static. It doesn't move, it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't do anything. And Rav Yerucham of Mir, in Das Torah Parshas Ekev, says that this laziness isn't just, it's not just, I want to sit here, it's, I don't want to do. I just want today to be like yesterday and the day before. It's true, there are all these aspirations, but it's so geschmack to not. I'm just here. I'm just sitting here. I'm just doing this. And that's the taiva that we have to try to break. And the Malbim says in Vayikra Aleph Gimel, he says, there's two types of things we have in life. A ratzon and a chefetz. Ratzon is what we want from our lives. And he says, that's in your brain. Just things you would like to be. But chefetz is what you really want in your taivas of whether or not you're going to be able to get yourself to do it. And he says a lot of times people have a very good intention, but their body is stopping them. And in our sugya, it's basically, yes, I want this, but I want my bed. I want my bed. And if you think about this, every morning, right, when you're in bed, right, you lie there and go, I really want to get up. Let me just take a nap before. Then I'll have strength. Right? I make this mistake almost every morning, by the way. I like want to take a nap to prepare to go to the bathroom before, you know, just take a nap, I'll get chizuk, and then it's a half hour later and boom. How'd that happen? Right? But there's a yetzer hara to stay stationary. And that's also a pasuk. That's also a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ad Masai Otzel Tishkov. How long will the lazy one lie in bed? Now, I'm going to tell you a diuk over here that I would not have made on my own. But the Alshich makes this diuk. He says, the pasuk is not grammatically correct. It should say, how long does the lazy one sleep? Tishan. Not Tishkov, lie down. Wait, if you're in bed, you're sleeping, right? That's the pshat, no? Says the Alshich, no, that's not what lazy people do. Lazy people are up in bed. They're lying there, thinking about getting up. Thinking. And we all know this is true. He says that's what a lazy person does. He's lazy because he wants to get up and he can't put himself into motion. And I found the Vilna Gaon says the same thing on this pasuk. The Vilna Gaon on Ad Masai Atzel Tishkov. It's in Perek Vav of Mishle, Pasuk Ches. Ad Masai Atzel Tishkov, Zuck the Gaon. The Gaon says, this guy, he's in bed, and he doesn't appreciate the now. Ki kisheshochev hu batal mimaisa. While he's lying down, there's the ultimate chill. He doesn't have to do anything. He can just lie there. Aval yachol lachshov, but he can think. So he thinks, and thinks, and thinks, and thinks. And that's all he does over there. And nothing comes out of him. Masai tokum mishenascha. When are you going to get up? And then the Gaon says something incredible. The Gaon says something incredible over here. He says that it says in Avos, Imlo achshav emasai. If not now, then when? Then when? Right? So the Gaon has a diuk. Again, I couldn't make this diuk, but the Vilna Gaon makes a diuk. It should say, Im lo hayoim emasai. If not today, then when? What? Why? What? A day. What's achshav right now? Im lo achshav emasai. Says the Vilna Gaon, no, lazy people have no concept of now. They only have concepts of today. Lazy people could say, if not today, then when? Right? But today is in 3 hours from now. Right? I'm not feeling it right now. But I'll do it later today. The Gaon says a real doer only lives with achshav, with now. He has an appreciation for this moment. And I can tell you, there are so many things that we do that we're embarrassed of, that we did because of laziness. And I know from myself, not from your Yetzirah, from mine, right? there's a shiva call that needs to be made, right? So now we don't think of these things. We think laziness is just being in bed. No, laziness is when you even have to do something that's difficult, that's going to require some level of movement in various emotional ways, and you go, oh, the first thing you say is, right, the halacha is the first 3 days, these people should be left alone. So I'm free for 3 days. And then I will think about it in 3 days. I'm telling you this happened. I've heard this and seen this so many times. Okay. Now, okay. Then, you start dialing, right? You call. Call waiting. Wow, call waiting. Whew. And then you pot to yourself for an extra 2 days. Right? Because it's call waiting. I did a mice of dialing, and now I'm putter, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, I forgot. He's going to kill me. And then you stop talking to the guy for 6 months because you're so embarrassed to see him. By the way, do you know this happens all the time? People come to the front and say, Rebbe? I'm like, oh, that one again? Yeah. That number 235 in the Mashgiach handbook. I've seen that 1,000 times, right? Do you know what that is? That's someone who doesn't live in Achshav. And I drive people mad. You know what I tell them? I say, make the call right now. And all of a sudden they go, they start getting all freaked out. Not now! Right? This is like what happens when my wife wants me to take out the garbage right now. I'm like, always, no, I need to do it later. Like, we have a rule in my house that she tells me something so that I, 2 days early, so that I can finally do it at the right time. So then I say, in 2 days, and oh, that's exactly what, doesn't work with garbage. Garbage has to be right away. But that's the matzav, not living with achshav. People who don't live in the now don't do. They don't do. And not only that, they have lost opportunities. They have lost opportunities. And I was thinking that maybe this is pshat. Maybe this is pshat in another Mishnah. A Mishnah that bothered me a lot. It says, Al tomer kishefana eshne. Don't say when I have available time I'll learn. Shema loy tipana. Because maybe you won't have available time. Okay? Beautiful Mishnah. They even made some songs about it. It's a beautiful Mishnah. I don't understand this Mishnah. You'll excuse me. Because my Rebbeim taught me that Chazal don't say things that are so obvious. And it says, you better learn today because you never know what tomorrow will bring. I don't need Chazal to tell me that. I don't know, need Chazal to tell me that. I know that today is today and tomorrow you never know. No, Chazal are saying something much deeper over here. They're saying there are people who shoot to kill. They get things done! Why? Because right now if I do this, I know it will happen. And that's the way I live. I live in the here and now and I do things. I make that call at that moment because I want that this call should be made. And then there are people who are willing to take risks and they're playing Russian roulette. Their life is a suffix. They're willing to not get things done and they will not be successful people. Al toimer kishefana eshne. Don't be a guy who's hoping for available time because then you're living on a lie, something that's out of your hands. Right now you can take your hands, put them on the wheel and go drive and go cruise. But if you wait, then you're putting your life out of your control and you're not a doer. What do you mean I'm a doer? No, you're not. A doer is somebody who gets things done, who doesn't want to make excuses, who doesn't want to let things slide past him. And it's very funny. You know, you read psukim, and if you read them with drama, they sound even, sometimes they could sound funny. I'd like to try to read a pasuk with drama. This is Avram Avinu, okay? Avram Avinu is greeted by basically three Arabs, okay? Come off the street, right? What happens? He's very excited to see them, first of all, and he starts running to greet them. Right. Picture him running. Right. He gets to them, and he's able to get them in his house. Vayimor Avram Aholosar. He runs to his wife. Right, I'm trying to picture myself doing this to my Rebbetzin. Okay, I run into the kitchen, I storm in, and I go, Mahari, quickly, Rebbetzin, prepare the food. My wife would be like, what is going on here? What happened to my husband? In haste, time is of the essence. Right? Why? Because the cleaner man just came to deliver the cleaners and I think he wants a drink. Like, whoa! Right? Calm down. Calm down. What in the world is going on over here? Calm down. Mahari! Right? It's cool with the jump. No? That's for sure what was going on in the house of Avram. What's pshat? Says the Bamidbar Rabbah, tzaddikim always do things fast because they want to get it done. If there's an opportunity, that's the way they function. That's the way they move. And that's how they become successful. I want you to know, a lot of times with Rabbi Center, he's not here now, I can talk about it a little bit. You know, I always like to study successful people. So many times in the office, he just starts calling about the thing we're talking about. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Like, we're already starting this? We're supposed to be talking about it. Let's discuss. And all of a sudden, right? Let's have a meeting. Right? And all of a sudden, we're like calling the person. Like, oh. Right? That's what makes successful people. That's how doers are born. That's how yeshivas are born. That's how everything is born. That's how we become great. And the Mesillas Yesharim says something amazing. I'm very sensitive to the lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim because the Vilna Gaon says that every word is precise. And in the beginning of the Mesillas Yesharim, he says, talks about staying away from bad things, right? Staying away from bad places and bad things. And he says, a person who's not careful, sakanosoi kroiva me'atzalasei. His danger is closer than his salvation. And he describes someone who's walking on a riverbank and he might tip over into the riverbank and it's dangerous, right? So he gives an image of a guy who's there on the edge, but he doesn't say he'll definitely fail. He's just playing Russian roulette, right? Because he's not being careful. And sakhanasa is krova mehatzalasa. That's what he says in Zahirus, which is about staying away from bad things. Then in Zrizus, which is all about being a go-getter and not being lazy, he says, if you're not a zariz, vadai lo yatzliach, you definitely will fail. And I don't understand that. Relax. Last time you said it's just Russian roulette. It's that if you're not careful, you might get in trouble, but you could end up like mamish making it through and dodging bullets. And then over here by Jesus, it says you're toasted. If you're not a zariz, you will fail. And the answer is so obvious that I shouldn't even be mentioning it. Because when the issue is staying away from bad things, so all I'm doing, I'm not being bad right now, I'm just not being careful. So if you're not careful, you're in danger, but it's possible you could just dodge bullets and get through. But in Zrizus, it's about being an achiever, being a doer, being someone who made something of himself. If you're not Zariz, at that second you're already failing. Because there's something to be done achshav, right now. And at this moment, by not being Zariz, you're not doing what you were supposed to do. You're already missing this moment. So you have already lost the game in the area of being a doer. Being a doer requires appreciating all of the moments that we have in life. And now I want to talk a little bit about what we're doing. And this is really amazing. This is really amazing what we're doing over here. All we're doing in yeshiva is forcing ourselves to move. That's it. We're not, don't give me this lishma, lo lishma. That's way out of my league. I don't know what, I don't know why I do anything. I'm a simple Jew. I just try to be good. All I can tell you is there's nothing more valuable in life than having to be in action. Having to be moving. When you're moving, you can be successful. When you're not moving, you're missing out. And one of the major goals of life is to figure out how you will always be moving. I want you to know, it's very hard for me to wake up. It's kind of a funny thing that I'm bechlal a mashkiach. When I was younger and I was your age, I didn't go to any of the same minyanim any day. It was like random. Whichever minyan was working, that's what I would go. I tried Zman Kriya Shema, I was makbiran. I didn't have a shtibl. But, you know, it was anywhere between 7 and 8:30. And let's just see what happens, right? But that doesn't work in life if you want to be successful. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So what did I do? What did I do? I got a chavrusa with an Adam Gadol very early in the morning. This was years ago. I still have this chavrusa to this day. And now I don't have a choice. I can't be lazy. Because I'm going to be embarrassed by not showing up. And you know what? I'm still lazy. But you know what happens when I'm lazy? I have to come to this Adam Gadol and go, sorry. And it's very uncomfortable. So that's why it only happens 4 times a week. I wish I was joking. But that's the pshat. And every morning I want you to know, every morning I want you to know it's very, very difficult for me to get up. Every single morning. But it's the idea of just forcing yourself. It doesn't matter why you get up. If you get up, you start being productive. If you're sleeping, you're losing out. You're losing out on opportunities. And that's what a person has to do. He has to figure out how to become successful by hook or by crook. Don't think about motivations when it comes to this. Do you know why I come on time to yeshiva? Only one reason. It's good the boss is not here. There's only one reason I come on time to yeshiva. I don't like being on time. I'm a free-spirited guy. I like to just... I really am. I hate being on time. The problem is that I get a salary from yeshiva. I'm not saying that I can get a home in Aspen from the salary, but it's a parnasa. Everybody can make a parnasa, right? And I'm worried that I'm a ganav if I don't show up on time. It's the only reason I come on time to yeshiva. Not because I love you guys. I'm sure you'd be happier whether you don't care. I'll see you later. What's the difference? There's only one reason, that now that I get a paycheck, I feel obligated to be on time. And I'm so happy. And I'll tell you the honest truth. The real reason that I want to be paid, I mean, of course, I need to feed my children. But aside from that, the real reason is so that I would come on time. I know that if I would volunteer to do this, I would waste so much time. And I asked my wife many times recently. I said, I would like to retire. And she won't let me. Because she knows I'm going to waste away. Because I'll have no obligations. Nothing. Nothing. And that's a key to success, is to have ways that you will start moving. And the Mesillas Yesharim says something amazing. He says that there's a secret over here, a big secret. What's the secret? He says that when a person gets going, in Perek Zion, they start going and moving, even though they didn't want to do anything, they weren't even motivated. What starts happening? Yivaled hislatus. They start getting into it. They start getting excited. Things that they didn't want to do. They just push themselves to go here and push themselves to go there, and they didn't want it. And all of a sudden, they'll start liking it. More than that, what's going to happen to them? They're going to break this kvedus, this heaviness, this desire to be stationary. And what's going to happen? They're going to start having real connection with Hashem. Chemda and Cheshek and Chuka and Ava, very high levels. Why? Can I ask you a question? Why? He doesn't tell you why. He doesn't tell you why. But I would like to explain what I think is why. Do you know why? Because we're all good. We're all that guy on the Shidduch date who really means that we would like to do a lot with our lives. Bavli, Yerushalmi, help people, etc. But the laziness just makes us stay put. It's like this contradiction. It's like with all the things I want to do, but I'm going to do that in an hour. And then an hour later, I'm going to do that in an hour. I'm going to make that call in an hour. I'm going to help this person in an hour. I'm going to learn this in an hour. Everything's not about the moment. And then we lose everything. When a person forces himself to go, then all those great things about them that wanted to express themselves are already there. It's not like you now start loving Hashem. You always loved Hashem. It's not like you start now wanting to be ruchni with your davening and your learning. You always wanted it, but it was trapped. But if you could beat it, if you could just start moving, all of a sudden you change, because you start freeing yourself from yisoid ha'afar, the stationary way of being where you just don't move. You just don't do. And it's not just in the physical part of this. It's also in the way we think. A lot of times our mind wants to rest. The Mesillas Yesharim says something very scary in this parak. He says that there are people who, while they learn, they start getting tired and they want to stop, but they really want to get pshat. And maybe they even want to paskin halacha because they want to be a rav. But they're feeling like they're getting tired, and they convince themselves that they finished the sugya. They write up a psak. And really, what was the source of this? That they just didn't want to move. So they actually learned everything wrong. They paskined against halacha, all because they just didn't want to put in the extra effort. It's a laziness of thought. It's a laziness of leaving any type of comfort zone. I was speaking to a bacher, and I was telling him, do you know what you would look like if you for 2 months wouldn't listen to Gayusha music? The first thing the person thinks is it's uncomfortable to make a move. That's also a form of laziness. And then a person comes, and I've heard this. Do you realize that if a person doesn't take time to make moves like this, they will never know in their lives what they would look like without that? People, let's say, who've been listening to certain things or doing certain things damaging and have not taken a break from it will never know what they look like without it. Will never know what they look like. And it's a form of laziness. It's, I'll get there, right? Just like the guy who's going to quit smoking, right, the day before Shiduchim, right? And he's the guy who, when his wife goes to the groceries, he's smoking on the porch and she busts him, right? Because he didn't make any kinyanim. He didn't do anything today. It's always, I'll quit tomorrow, I'll quit next year. Those are people who don't ever make moves or ever do anything. And it's amazing. I read an article about the Art Scroll Shas, which obviously I don't learn with an art scroll, but it's a very impressive work. I find it to be the most impressive work I've ever seen. I mean, the clarity and the scholarship is mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Even the command of the English language is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And Rav Zlotowitz Zatzal, what he said something incredible. He said, if we knew how hard it was to make this shas, we never would have done it. What happened, and I'm telling you, this is how all successful people operate. You get stuck, right? You started taking in all this money for the shas. You're like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. How are we going to do this? But we have to. So we're going to figure it out. I'm sure when a yeshiva's opened up, it's like that too. Now we have a yeshiva. We can't just say bye and shut this thing down. We have to figure it out, right? We have to make these things work. That's how successful people work. It doesn't matter why you're obligated to do something. Successful people create obligations, and obligations create success. And this is a lesson for life. It's the only way to do things. If you're going to wait, and if I'm going to wait to be inspired to do something, then we're not going to do anything with our lives. We're going to be big losers. And it has nothing to do with lishma or not lishma. It has to do with flat-out laziness. Why do you think that people become doctors? Do you know how hard it is to go through pre-med, then go through, they have to do like organic chemistry, which you just want to, I'm told that you want to just jump out the window during pre-med for this, and then you have medical school, and then you have to be an eved to a doctor during residency, like a servant, like a eved kanani. Why do they do all this? Why don't they book? Why is it that people book from a morning seder quicker than these people? It's not because they really want to be a doctor and that's enough. It's not. It's because they spend so much money on student loans and their parents, and everybody knows that they're here and doing this, and all the embarrassment, they can't back out. And at moments of weakness, they're stuck. So they just open the window on their college campus and scream at 3 a.m, very loud, every night, and then they become a doctor. And I want you to know, this is one of the big problems that I've seen. The difference between the modern boys who are successful in yeshivas today, who become, you know, flip outs or whatever you want to call them, right? And the regular yeshiva guys, they have one thing over the regular yeshiva guys. When a regular yeshiva guy doesn't want to be in, he's out. Meaning there's nothing that he has to do. In America, if you're in a high school and you're not down, you can just disappear from the planet and become totally inactive. In a modern high school, it doesn't work like that. There are regents. You have to pass everything. I didn't know of any modern person who didn't stay up all night to pass a test. He was maybe irresponsible because he only stayed up one night and he took that like an IV of Red Bull and he figured it out. But he knew he had to do something. And it's very dangerous to have no obligation. I'm not saying that I could be successful in putting tests into yeshiva. I think I myself would book. But I want you to know that that's what creates success. What's going to create success over the next few months is you made a decision that you're stuck with. And if you think that your proud moments are when you're enjoying it, that's not your proud moments. The proud moments are where you want a book and you can't. It's the first time in your life you're going to do something because you made a commitment. We should all be zeicha to become anashim gedolim.